The Prime Minister's made her first trip to the South Island since Delta arrived on New Zealand's shores, today visiting Christchurch to push the vaccine message. Jacinda Ardern was in Woolston, not far from several locations of interest visited by one of Christchurch's two current COVID-19 cases. Our reporter Rachel Graham and cameraman Nathan McKinnon have the story.
The car park of Woolston New World serving a different purpose today, with marquees and a camper van filling the spaces and providing shelter for those getting their COVID vaccine. At the clinic, Miss Ardern met a deaf woman who wanted to show off her vaccination card and wish Miss Ardern Merry Christmas in sign language. The supermarket's owner, Simon Turnbull, says many of their customers travel by bike or foot, so he knew the pop-up clinic at the supermarket would be useful to some.
A lot of them, first shots as well, and it was really hadn't had it because they hadn't had the opportunity to go somewhere to get it, you know. Other people you speak to and they haven't had, been able to have time off work or, you know, busy with families and haven't had a chance, and they've literally come out of the shopping and gone, oh, I need my second jab, I'll shoot in. So to me, anything we can do like that to help make a difference, it's a no-brainer.
High school student Jayan Goldsworthy is working at the pop-up clinics part-time and says they see an upswing in vaccinations each time a new case is identified nearby.
It's like you get to see on the news the vaccination case and you think, yeah, you're part of it, so it's really nice.
The pop-up clinics are managed by Wayne Thompson from the Canterbury District Health Board. They have six mobile camper vans plus several large marquees, which are travelling around Canterbury to set up at sports grounds, community groups and supermarkets.
Yesterday we had 47 people to take their vaccination, 17 of which was dose one, so that's really positive. And today we started at 12 and there were a couple in the queue, so we've already done about 12 or 15 already. But it sounds a small number, but that's actually huge, and it's great because it's locally, people like to go where they know.
With the Auckland boundary set to drop on the 15th of December, Jacinda Ardern promises the measures in place should reduce the risk to the South Island.
For the South Island, they'll actually have checks of everyone travelling via flights and the inter-islander. So that gives an added level of reassurance for the South. One thing I will say, though, is that throughout this outbreak, and we've seen that, despite having protections in place, we have seen the movement of some cases. So, yes, we can slow it, but we also need to be prepared. That's what our new COVID protection framework helps with, too.
The whole country will move to the traffic light framework sometime after 29th of November.